Part 1. The New Reality. How AI is transforming the way we work. Chapter 1. Work in the Era of AI. I'm fascinated by all things digital, so I closely followed how the traditional educational firms dealt with the online transition forced by the pandemic. One renowned agency handled matters by simply producing a series of 3 training videos and providing them to their clients. Why not? There's power in simplicity, right? But one behind-the-scenes photo from their social media caught my eye. I counted 17 crew members, 17 people to film 3 videos. It immediately made me wonder, what the hell were all those people doing? I'm not saying that one YouTuber could have done it better, but did it really take so many people? While so many companies are boasting about taking on new employees, I'm thinking of doing the opposite. Isn't it time to start demonstrating how we can get the same results with fewer people and less effort? Allow me to use myself as a good example. Over the last few years, I've been holding down several roles at once. It wasn't that I couldn't bring myself to delegate certain tasks, but rather that I've automated almost all the work in these roles. Also, I enjoy experimenting with just how far technological outsourcing can go. It all started with my minor work crisis back in 2020. I was finishing my first book right when the lockdown forced office workers to work from home, which made the demand for our services skyrocket. These were tough times for me and the whole team, so after a while I was itching for a change. I ramped up my search for a new CEO as my replacement so I could take a break and start something new. But I didn't want to keep trading time for money. I wanted to create my own product, something clearly defined, easy to explain, and scalable. That's how the Digital Leadership Masterclass program was born. Instead of one-off workshops, I prepared a 2-month development program with lectures, regular meetings for participants, and knowledge-sharing sessions. I decided to run it all online to eliminate venue constraints and scaling issues. But first, following the self-first-build-later rule, I organized an online webinar to gauge potential interest. It turned out to be a bullseye. I began approaching potential clients using a bot, an automated software program that sends out messages indistinguishable from what I would write. I had it set up in minutes, but spent several hours preparing contact lists and tweaking my outreach messages. It paid off big time. The first round sold out quickly, and I started working on the product itself. To minimize my workload, I made use of low-code apps, which can create digital systems without actual programming. Working like this, I fine-tuned the registration process, communication, content sharing, and everything in between. This masterclass saw hundreds of participants over its first 3 years. We launched dozens of runs as internal development programs in companies like T-Mobile and Remax. It earned me several hundred thousand dollars, operating essentially as a one-man show. A colleague did invoicing and organized some of the activities, but with each new run, we automated more and more aspects so that today almost the entire program runs on autopilot. Based on this experience, I began asking myself new questions. What will work look like once technology gets even smarter? What might organizations look like if everyone could use technology this way? And once machines are doing most of the work for us, what will we consider to be actual work? The endless game. The intertwining of human labor and new technology is fascinating. Humans are, after all, born tool users.